شكرا يا ربي شكرا.
مركز صحابة Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Merkez Sahaba, we say أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحبا. We welcome you to this important and amazing program dedicated to the Hufaz, while we also acknowledge their rewarding efforts during the month of Ramadan, and we are hopeful and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their efforts. We introduce our Honorable Mufti, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, who will be responding to very relevant questions with regards to the Hufaz during the month of Ramadan, and we welcome Hazrat Mufti Sahab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan, Maulana Zaid Khan, barakallahu feek.
We have a lineup of questions here, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. And the first question that we begin with is that, what is the meaning of Ramadan and Taraweeh?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, when one studies and reads the noble Quran, we find that in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 183, 184, 185, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Siyam, about fasting, and many related issues. And you will find in chapter 2, verse 185, Shahru Ramadan Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran. So obviously, especially for the non-Muslim and Muslims, that a person will ask, what is the meaning of Ramadan? So Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to burn the sins, to incinerate the sins. But a true Muslim should not wait for Ramadan. From now, we should be burning and incinerating our sins. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, where the Master alayhi salatu salam addressed Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram speech, haram actions, haram places, haram food, everything that is unlawful, then you will become truly a very pious person. So that is for all times of the year, and in Ramadan it is more emphasized. Another unique feature and characteristic of Ramadan is Taraweeh. So Taraweeh, you must remember, Tarweeha and so forth means to relax. So therefore there is no need to rush our Taraweeh, and therefore the ulama and the jurors and the scholars have said, after every 4 rakats, you rest, you pause, and so forth. So that is the literal meaning of Taraweeh. Another important issue that just came to mind now, seeing that we have few days left, we are the threshold of Ramadan, so we urge everybody, the Hufaz, the public, the masses, our brothers, sisters, everybody, that learn these two du'as and read it, try and memorize it. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla wala, give us barakah during the remaining days of Sha'ban wa balighna Ligna Ramadan, and O Almighty Allah, that spare us for the month of Ramadan. So that is, you know, how the farmer looks forward to his bumper crops, maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So the true Muslim should look forward for the month of Ramadan like that. Maximum benefit, profit from Almighty Allah, thawab, reward, award. So all that there. And the second dua mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, save us for the month of Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. And O Almighty Allah, that protect Ramadan for us. Meaning, there must be no confusion, controversy. Wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. O Almighty Allah, whatever broken effort, humble effort we are doing, our honorable Hufaz, how honored you are, O Hafiz, how honored you are, O parents, how honored you are, O Ustad, that tomorrow your student, your son will be on the Musalla. So it's a great, great honor. وَتَوَقُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This Quran Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, is the best of and most precious of Allah's creation. And Quran Sharif is Kalamullah. It's better than all our material things put together. So therefore, we should appreciate it. So may Almighty Allah accept everyone's efforts, inshallah.
As we know that Ramadan is round the corner, and the Father saying that our hearts are beating, so are there any actions that we should do from now till Ramadan begins?
Remember, for you, my dear Hafiz, my dear Imam, you are going to perform Taraweeh the first time, second time, third time. You know, still that nervousness will be there, so you will always experience that. So in this interim period, you need to do 4-5 things. Number one, daily read 2 rakat nafil salat, salatul hajat, and you beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, make my Ramadan easy, make my tilawat easy, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. So we beg Allah always and say, read the dua which Almighty Allah taught Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, that in the ending, when nobody was really going to bring iman beside that 80-82 people, chapter number 54, verse number 10, Fada'a Rabbahu anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, me, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. So many people, 50, 100, 200, 500,000 people, different countries, will be reading salat behind me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that you help me, you defend me, you keep my izzat, my honor, Ya Allah. So that is the first thing you have to do. Second thing, you must remember, I beg you, I appeal to you, I request you, O Hafiz, O Imam, your parents, go to them. Even you got this weekend, you have to drive 50-100 kilos, go there, kiss their hands, and then say, O Abi, O Ummi, make special dua for me this Ramadan. We don't know when we will see our parents again. We can contact them by phone, by email, by WhatsApp, but take the duas of your parents, and if you meet them, kiss their hands and so forth. Then with that, your teachers, who we became Hafiz, the person who taught us, that Appa who taught us Alif Ba Ta Sa, you have to take her dua also. Not today we are Hafiz Saab and Qari Saab and Maulana Saab and Mufti Saab and this Saab, we forget our teachers. No, that we are always Al-Insanu Abdul Ihsan. We are always indebted to our teachers lifelong. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda used to say, Man allamani harfan fawa maulaya. The person who taught me one word, he becomes my master, meaning that I'm indebted to him lifelong. So especially our Hifz teachers, our teachers, so we must keep contact with them, take their dua, kiss their hands and so forth. Then the next one is, you know your own diet and so forth and so on, so be very careful. You know, you can't just be eating, drinking anything, everything. You got the responsibility of the Musalla, so be very careful from now regarding your diet and everything else. And end of the day, Allah give tawfiq, this few days left of Shaban Mubarak, wake up for tahajjud, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4:30, and cry to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, accept me for your deen, accept me for Taraweeh, accept my parents, my teachers, the Ummah. So many things, and daily give out some charity, whether it's 1 rand, 2 rand, now and during Ramadan, so that, Ya Allah, we attract the mercy of Almighty Allah. So these are few suggestions we should do before Ramadan even starts, inshallah.
Are there any specifics with regards to the attire of the Hafiz leading the Salah?
You must remember that you supposed to be, O Imam, O Hafiz, the example to the people. So it is very unfortunate, but true, I mean, we travel to many parts of the world during Ramadan. Sometimes you see the Imam comes with a suit, sometimes he comes with a safari suit, sometimes we don't wear a hat and so forth. We saw all these type of things. So you are the imam. So make sure you got your kurta, your izar, and if you got the long kurta on or your izar is not dragging on the floor and so forth, and mashallah, you apply the itar and so forth. So let people look up to you. You are the imam. Although the imam might be somebody else, but now for Taraweeh, you are the imam. So your attire wa libasu taqwa dhalika khair. And then our beard and so forth. Remember, we always say if people are shaving their beards and so forth, they can't be the imam, because it's a guna, it's a kabira, it's a major sin that. So therefore, try and ensure that we look like an imam and behave like an imam and so forth, you know. And not now that for Ramadan only we keep the beard, the kurta, and then everything is gone after that. No. So always our self-esteem, our self-respect must be there. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. La yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyuzilla nafsa. It does not behove any Muslim person to go and disgrace himself. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala gave you Quran, Allah made you imam, Allah is elevating our rank. So inshallah, make shukr to Almighty Allah. And what salatul hajat? Daily we read and perform 2 rakat, salat of thanks and gratitude. Ya Allah, your ever recurring bounties upon me. We can never ever pay you enough, Ya Allah. So always the more shukr, grateful we are, Allah will increase the bounties for us.
Mufti Saab, the question here is, what happens when the hafidh reaches a sajdah tilawat?
Before that, before he goes to sajda tilawat and so forth, another thing Allah put in my head now, so you must remember that now you are the imam. We know in Makkah, Medina, Masjid al-Aqsa, we don't say 100%, but we say most probably Taraweeh will start there, you must remember, on Monday night, this coming Monday. And South Africa, 90%, inshallah, Tuesday night. But we must scan the sky, remember that, on Monday night. And whether it is Monday night, whether it's Tuesday night, we say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Oh, Almighty Allah, make this month of Ramadan a month of khair and goodness, wa Rushdin and righteousness. Now the Isha Salat is finished. You are going to be the Imam for the first 10 rakats, 8 rakats, 6. Or you're going to be the Imam for the last 10 rakats, whatever it is. So every Hafiz, every Imam, I want you, I request you, learn these du'as. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Inna lil hudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. So there's a shaitan. His name is Walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A-N. Walahan comes and he will try and confuse us. That maybe you didn't wash your elbows properly. Maybe you didn't wash your ankles properly. Maybe this. So ask Allah for protection from Walahan. The waswasa and waswasa of shaitan, you waswisufi sudurin nas. So that's one. Then in Sahih Muslim is authentic hadith, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam taught us, we must remember regarding khinzab, 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 he comes to confuse us and blow our fuses in salat. We don't know which rakat we are in. You see sometimes the imam performs 1 rakat, sometimes 3 rakat. All this has happened in Taraweeh. Let me, it's time for stories. You like stories, I tell you 2 stories. To be imam, I'm in this field now more than 40 years. 7 years, three years was Hifz, and then 7 years Pakistan, and after that 40 years. So it's 50 years plus already, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. But till now I avoid imamate as far as possible. It's a very big responsibility. So you must remember that say Allah protect me from Walahan and protect me from khinzab. This happened in South Africa. 4 passed away now. Obviously, we won't take the name. So you see, one day the imam, Zohar time, he went on the musalla, Zohar time. And we human being, I make mistake, you make mistake, so everybody can make mistake. So he said, Allahu Akbar. And then he paused, then he started. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So now the people at the back, this is 40, 50 years ago, there were very few ulama, hafiz and so forth. So the South Africans, they keep quiet, but the muazzin is from Malawi, he know. So he shouted in salah, Tula, 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 Tula. So you can't make Tula, Tula, and or Tula, Tula for you foreigners. It means keep quiet, be silent. silent, you see. So you can't make all these kind of words and all that. You must say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, so the Imam will realize he made a mistake and so forth. Then another Imam, wonderful, good reader, Fajr time, you know, he read Wazariyati Zarwa. You know how difficult that surah is. Now he got stuck. You can't, this happens in Tarawih. You're stuck now, concentration is gone, and now you're in neutral gear, can't go forward, can't go reverse, backward. The Sami, the person at the back, he also is confused, absolute silence, now what you do? So another Muazzin from Malawi to the rescue. So in Salat, in Namaz, he shouted, he said, Shia lo, tatamuya. They just leave the surah, take another one. So again, you can't do these things here. So the point I'm making is a big responsibility. Just 2-3 weeks ago, Sheikh Shuraim, remember, it was his turn for Jummah, and he read Jummah Salat there. What he read? Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. Then lam yalid, he read Allahu samad, alladhi lam yalid. See, he read mistake, he read alladhi there. So it's recorded, you can listen to it. So big Imam of the Haram Sharif, so mistake, and where in Qul huwallahu, every Muslim child knows. So anyone can make mistake, we must remember this things here. We mustn't think I can never make mistake. So all this will happen. Now, Maulana, you asked the question, Sajda Tilawat. First thing I want to tell you, honorable Imams and honorable Huffaz. You see, normally, you must remember there are 15 Sajda Tilawat in the Quran. 15. The Hanbali say you should make 15, and the Hanafi say 14. They leave out the one, the second one in Surah Hajj. Shafi'i say 14. And they omit the one in Surah Sa'd. And the Maliki say 11. They leave out the second one in Surah Hajj, like the Hanafis. And the last three, the one in Surah Al-Najmi, Idha Sama'un Shaqqat, and Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. So anyway, that's academic discussion. Now normally, when people go into a Sajda Tilawat, whether they read the Sajda Ayat in Salat or out of Salat, then they will go into Sajda, and then they will read Subhan Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. That's permissible, but not Sunnah. Oh, honorable Hafiz, oh, respected Imam, I appeal to you. You got 3-4 days still left. By heart and memorize these du'as. Both these du'as are mentioned in Tirmidhi, particularly for Sajda Tilawat, and both the hadiths and du'as are sahih hadith, authentic hadith. If we revive this Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhibbukum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, your sins will be forgiven. What a great glad tidings that is. So the first dua, short dua, for Sajda Tilawat particularly, specifically mentioned in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. My face, meaning Zikrul Juz wa Muradul Kul, my body went into Sajda. So in the case of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our translation will be, my Mubarak, my Jasad Athar, that my Mubarak, blessed, precious body went into Sajda. For me and you, our body went into sajda, complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu, who created us, only Allah created us. Then sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu, then fashakka sam'ahu wa basarahu, then Almighty Allah granted us the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, bihawlihi wa quwwatihi, what His might and His power. Simple dua. Read it, O Muslim, O Muslima. You are my mother, my sister. You are making Sajda Tilawat. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So you also learn this dua. You read in Quran Sharif. You read the Sajda Ayat. You go into Sajda Tilawat. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu fashakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. Subhanallah. We become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We revive one sunnah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't rush. I know I also went through all these stages. The half is when he's in his sajda, when he's in sajda tilawat, half the time he's not even reading Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. He's already thinking from where I must start my next rakat. You see? So that is prohibited. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must not be reading Quranic verses in ruku or in sajda. Yes, if that Quranic verse is a dua, like Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar, that's different. But it is qala fama khatbukum ayyuhal mursalun. Now you must start from there. So now you're thinking of that. So that is prohibited. Remember, Quran Sharif, we do not read in ruku and sajda unless it is a dua. So the second dua, particularly specifically for sajda tilawat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah beautiful dua, four parts to it. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. O Almighty Allah, you record for me in lieu, in exchange of the sajda. The sajda tilawat is your command, make sajda. So I went into sajda, and now, so I want reward from you. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, record for me in exchange of the sajda, the reward. I'm a sana metu gunagar hu, Ya Allah. Wa da'anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, that in exchange, in lieu of the sajda, Ya Allah, remove the vices and the sins. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Wa da'anni biha wizra. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Today people have inshore, offshore accounts everywhere around the world. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Oh beloved Allah, the sajda tilawat I'm performing, make it a treasure, a zakhira for me in the year after. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Last one, whenever we do good deeds, we beg Allah for qabuliyat, acceptance. Wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbalta min abdika Dawood. Ya Allah, accept this sajda from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood. Then we say alayhi salam, from Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. What a powerful, potent, beautiful dua. While I'm speaking to you, Allah put another important masla. Some imams, now they learn the masla, especially our youngsters, they like to do all these things. Or the imam, you know, he like to teach the people. So some imams are reading. Easy example I give you. The first is the tilawat of the noble Quran, we must remember, is there in the ending of Surah A'raf. That is chapter number 7. So that is the first is the tilawat. And if you look at the ayat, it is chapter 7 and verse number 206. Chapter 7, verse 206. Now subhanallah, the sajda tilawat is there. The surah also ends there. Now this imam, he says, I want to teach these people a nice masla and a nice fatwa. So you, for you, if you don't understand this one, chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 206, apply the same law to the ending of Surah Iqra, Surah Alaq. Right? Same thing. So this imam, waladdallin, the people say ameen softly, loudly. Then he reads the ending, last five page, last few verses. Now he must perform sajda tilawat. He's in salat. And what does he do? Allahu Akbar. He goes into ruku. And then he goes into two sajda. Somebody asked him, imam, what happened to the sajda? He said, I already made the sajda. Say, how you made the sajda? He say, when I went into ruku, I made intention of sajda tilawat. So that is permissible only if you are in salat. Somebody asked, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh. The people are children of Imam Abu Hanifa in fiqh. They asked him, for where you got this masla? He said, read the noble Quran, where Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about Nabi Dawood alayhi salam story and incident. So you see the word used there, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعَا وَخَرَّ. You don't have to make sajda, I didn't read the whole ayat. وَخَرَّ رَاكِعَا. And he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, went down in ruku. But he went down in sajda. But Allah used the word ruku to show occasionally, if you go into ruku in salat, not out of salat, and you made intention of sajda tilawat, then that will suffice. And that is in Surah Swad, chapter number 38 and verse number 24. So you must remember that is the glory and the beauty of the noble Quran. But Hafiz Sahab, my advice, you want to do all these things, tell the people. There is a sajda before you start the two rakats. Before you say Allah Akbar, say there's a sajda tilawat coming, and I will be making the sajda tilawat in the following manner. I will go into ruku, all of you go into ruku. In there we make the intention of sajda tilawat, and then the two normal sajdas. So that these are good issues to educate the ummah as well.
MashaAllah, amazing knowledge being spread here. The next question is, must the Hafidh read Bismillah loudly or softly?
Remember, if the Imam is a Shafi'i, then he must read Bismillah before he starts, because Bismillah is part of Surah Fatiha. So he will read Bismillah loudly, and he will read every ayat loudly, and he must read the Bismillah. So like this he will read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thereafter he's finished, then he's starting Surah Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. So that is according to the Shafi'is, that for Surah Fatiha also you should read, must read, and you should be read. You should be reading for the other surahs as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Hanafi say for all surahs, Surah Fatiha, other surah, you must remember you read softly. Hanbalis also say that you read softly and so forth. However, because there are 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, so the Hanafi ulama's fatwa is this. Once, this is for Tarawih Salat I'm speaking about. So once, O Imam, O Hafiz, then you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim once loudly. Before any surah, normally people will say, Waladdallin, Ameen, softly they will say. Then they will say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly. Then Alif Lam Mim, so you already did it. You get one fancy Imam, he doesn't do it. Lo and behold, 29 Jews finish. He still hasn't done it. Now when it comes to Surah Alaq, chapter 96, you must remember, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, loudly. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He reads it there. So we asked him in Pakistan, and it is common. So we asked him, Imam Sahib, kyu? He said, ye pehli ayat hai jo nazil hui. Those are the first ayat that were revealed. So therefore I'm reading. You get another Imam, whole Quran is finishing. He hasn't read anywhere. Now he comes to Surah Ikhlas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allah wahad. So we ask him, Imam Sahib, all the surahs you never read here. He says, Surah Ikhlas, innaha la ta'adilu thuluth al-Quran. That Surah Ikhlas is equivalent to 1/3 of the Quran. So such great virtue. So anywhere before Surah Yasin, you want to read before Tabarak. So once you must read it loudly according to the Hanafi scholar only. So remember that masla, my young Hafiz. Just now you're going to get confused and blow your fuses. Rather just do it on the first night, so you got no stories then. Waladdallin, Ameen, finish. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim. Then you don't have to worry, because you got a lot of things to worry about when you're going to go on the musalla and so forth.
Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we begin this, we continue this beautiful program for the Hufaz and for the month of Ramadan. So the next hot question here is that, Mufti Sahab, once I went to a masjid and they had a board saying 8 rakats and a board saying 20 rakats. I don't know which one to attend.
Alhamdulillah, you must remember as Muslims, we are told that we must follow the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. We must follow, you must remember the Sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we must follow the Ijma, the consensus of the Sahaba. And then we follow the four schools. So remember, Quran Kareem taught us that Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni, follow Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Quran Sharif taught us that chapter 3 verse 31, then Surah 9 verse 100, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. We must follow the Sahaba, Muhajirin and Ansar, the migrants and the helpers, and they were the first and foremost, and we have to follow them with sincerity, then we get Jannat and Paradise and success. And Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu, some authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. So you will find, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So you must remember that from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is 20 rakats. And you see that today, all four schools, there isn't any school that will tell you less than 20 rakats. These people, I'm amazed, you know, they use the hadith. They're of 8 rakats. Then Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, La tas'al an husnihinna wa tulihinna. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read it so beautifully and so long it was, the salat and so forth. And then fi Ramadan wa ghayrihi. Go look at the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Fi Ramadan wa ghayrihi. So where is Taraweeh salat out of Ramadan? So that waghairihi, in our Arabic terminology, we call it qarina. That is a sign, is a symbol for you, that that 8 rakats, you must remember, refer to taraweeh salat. That 8 rakats refer to tahajjud salat. That 8 rakats refer to tahajjud salat, and not taraweeh salat. Because the word ghairihi is mentioned there. And if you look at it, it is read 4 rakats Nabi alayhi salam was reading. Taraweeh is not read 4 rakats, it's read 2. So all these are signs that the people are misquoting, misconstruing that hadith to follow their own whims and fancies and desires. Which sheikh today, which mufti today, anywhere in the world, in the past 100, 200 years, anybody can say that they are in knowledge, in piety, greater than Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. So whoever it is, we say ma'al ihtiram, we respect you, but we reject your fatwa regarding this issue of 8 rakats or 10 rakats or whatever it is. You know, I give you one easy example of this. I was in Brazil a few years ago, a place called Santana, and I arrived there Asr time. You like stories, so I give you one story. The harm of all this business. And what happened was, there is Ramadan. So the Maulana, the Sheikh, they came to pick us up. We reached there, we went to the hotel, and then I came for Asr Salat and so forth to the masjid. I met some, who are all the brothers here? They said, all Palestinians. I said, Subhanallah, uhibbul Palestinian. I love the Palestinians. And then I spoke, I went, they were amazed and astonished. They say, Sheikh, you know more about Palestine than us. We never even saw Palestine. Maghrib time came, iftar, we read Salat, ate everything. Now Isha time. So that Imam stands up, Arab brother. He says, Ja Sheikhun Kabir. You know my size, I'm big, you know, tall. So I'm 6 feet tall and all that, over 100 kilos. So he said, a big sheikh came. I translated letters. My size is big, like, you know. So today we won't read 8 rakat taraweeh, we will read 4 rakat taraweeh. So I just kept quiet because I'm Musafir. Musafir, you don't have to read Taraweeh and that. So he read the Isha Salat, and then you must remember, he read 2 rakats, and then he said, Sheikh, come, that you speak. I said, just now you leave the witr also out. Read the witr, and then I'll give the talk. So what he tried to tell them, from 20, we brought it to 8, and tonight we made 4. The other 4 rakats, we won't read, is all right. Sheikh will give a talk, and that will cover up for the 4 rakats. hearts. You see the mockery that's going on. So you must, and let me be honest, wherever you have this business of 8 rakats and so forth, you must study those families, study that environment. You will see very few people comparatively a hafiz there, because they themselves are not interested in completing the Quran. They will just read from here and there and there. And ours, subhanallah, that when we read 20 rakats according to Shafi's, Hanafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's, all four schools, so you will find thousands of Hafiz. You take South Africa, every masjid you will find 2 imams, 3 imams, 4 imams, 5 imams, sharing 4 rakats and so forth. That is the barakah and the blessing of following the khulafa and the ijma and the ittifaq of the a'imma arba, 4 schools, and following the sahaba. So therefore I urge you that there's no such thing as this. I get caught up many times in my travels, but I'm musafir, so it doesn't matter to me. But I'm telling you, there's no such thing as 8 rakats tarawih or 10 rakats tarawih. Tarawih according to sahaba and according to from time of Sayyidina Umar till the time of 4 schools and 4 schools till now is only 20 rakats.
The next question is, Mufti Saab, I am a female hafidha. I'm not sure how to do door of my Quran, and can I be an imam for the females?
Remember, if you open Imam Abu Dawood Sunan Abi Dawood, you will find a whole chapter there on this Imamatun Nisa. That Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the house of Umme Waraka radiallahu anha, and then she said, Ya Rasulullah, I'll be the imam. So this is the place. Nabi alayhi salam read salat, made dua, and so forth. So the question arises, is it permissible for a woman to be the imam, and behind her, she's a hafiza, or she's a alima, true alima, and so forth. So remember, in a case like that, what will we say? So we will say that, according to Shafi's, Hanbalis, and them, is permissible. But there's no adhan and iqamat in that, remember that? So they will just, and the woman imam, she won't be right in front, like the man. She will just be 3, 4, 5 inches in front, and that's sufficient. And then the women will stand behind her. So the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, they allow that. Hanafis, Malikis, they don't allow. Hanafis are very strict. They say makruh tahrimi is not permissible. You get a sin for doing that. And today what happens, our ladies at night, they want to leave their home, neglect their children, neglect the husband also. A husband come back, say, no, wife is going to make tarawih there. That's not permissible. Remember that. So best thing, especially nowadays, you must remember that you got lockdown and you got this and you got so much crime and 101 issues. So every lady, just read in your home. So that is the best. But academically, remember, for Shafi'is and Hanbalis, if the ladies imam and ladies are following, so that would be permissible. But Shafi'is, Hanafis and Malikis, not permissible.
The next question comes that this dua that comes between the 4 rakats of Tarawih, should we be reading it, and what is the dua?
Remember that Subhana dil mulki wal malakut, you will find big boards in the masjid nowadays. They make special board and they put there. First thing we must remember is not a sunnah dua. Always remember that. We must draw a distinction what is sunnah and what is just permissible. Some ulama suggested it. Allama Ibn Abidin Shami of the Hanafi school, he mentioned this. He says that it is permissible, but remember, it's not a sunnah dua. So what we tell people, when the imam pauses, first of all, to pause is mustahab and so forth, desirable. But if you don't pause and you carry on, there's no sin upon you. So, but it's good to pause. Tarawih means to pause. So nevertheless, you pause, so you make any dua you want to. You read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, Salawat Allah Sallam, Istighfar, anyone you can read, there's no problem. And if you read that, we are not saying it's not permissible, but we are saying it's not sunnah. So we must draw that distinction. What is sunnah and what is what ulama have recommended or suggested and so forth. So it is permissible, but not sunnah.
The question now comes in that if an imam makes a mistake,
Who should correct him and how should he be corrected?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, liyalini minkum ulul ahlami wa nuha. The intelligent people must stand behind me in case I make a mistake. Even Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mistake in Salat. Instead of reading 4 rakats, the Master alayhi salam read 2 rakats. So open Bukhari, Muslim, all Mishkat, everywhere you will find famous hadith. So anyway, you must remember, anybody can make mistake. So those people who are hafiz and so forth, not everybody come and correct and so forth. So normally there are 3-4 people performing Taraweeh. So you, 1-2 of you, so you will be appointed and then you rectify the imam. But give the imam chance also. Sometimes it mutashabi heart, you know, he get mixed up with this verse, that verse, then normally the imam will go back to the top ayat there and then come down. So don't just prompt him. This lukma, giving lukma, we say, so the prompting the imam, don't just do immediately. Give him a little chance, and then when he comes back and second time he make the mistake, then you prompt him and you rectify.
How does the imam complete the Quran Sharif?
Remember, that's a very good question. Sometimes our youngsters and people, they want to complete the Quran Sharif in 10 days, some 20 days, some 2 days, 3 days also. We don't recommend that, because what happens, they read so fast, they eat up the words and all that. So if it is 10 days, 20 days, 15 days, so that's fine. So when you come to the ending, so minal jinnati wan nas, and then remember, you go and you finish the Quran Sharif and then you make dua. So remember that 4,000 malaika descend. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned in Kitabul Adhkar on the occasion of Inda Khatmil Quran. So imagine you're going to make the dua, recite the dua supplication, and 4,000 minimum angels are there to say Ameen, Ameen, Ya Allah, accept the dua. That's number one. Number two is in Bukhari Sharif, if you open Fadail Quran, you will find this hadith there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِيمْ أَيَّقُولُ. Very bad for a person to say, نَسِيْتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. I forgot this verse and this verse, بَلْ نُسِّيَا. So when we read the dua individually or collectively, read like this correctly. You will see the imams of the haram, 29 night, they come with khatam of Quran and they read it perfect. اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنَا مِنْهُمَا نُسِّيْنَا. Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nussina. So you read it not in the active form but in a passive form. If you see our Qurans where the dua is written after the Quran is finished, Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nasitu. I'm not saying it's haram or something, but I'm saying that the best form is to read it, Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nussitu. That is what the hadith in Bukhari Sharif is teaching us. So we must practice on that. That will be the best to do. So remember, even then when you make Khatmul Quran, these are points that you should remember, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, I'm a hafiz that every year I go to a different locality and they give me money. Am I able to accept this money?
Remember that if you made it a shirt and a condition that when you travel, you will find many of these Arab scholars and Qurra, they come from Egypt, Morocco, here and there, and I meet them, so they tell me that this Jamaat is no good. I ask them what happened. They say they don't pay me enough. So remember, not permissible that. So you can't be making a condition on the own. If they gave you something without you asking, without you expecting, then it's fine. I left South Africa in 1974 and to go study there. Hifz I did here by my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia Hafizahullah. And then you must remember that 74 I went. And then 74 Ramadan came, so before Ramadan I contacted my parents. They came from South Africa. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. I went from Karachi. We made Ramadan there excellent. So 75 came, I said, no, I must perform Taraweeh day in Karachi. So mashallah, myself and my man brother, good friend of mine, Hafiz Suleiman Tikli. So we finished the Quran Sharif on the 27th night. So I made dua, everything. So they said, no, tero, tero, Molisab. So the Urdu, you know, they said, wait. So they brought for me a big parcel and for him a half parcel. But we did the same job. One day I did 12, then he did 8. Then the next day he did 12 and I did 8. We used to alternate. So we both looking at one another, so they could see that we astonished and amazed. So they say, no, ye Molvi sahab lamba kurta pentaya. That does Molvi sahab, me, I wear long kurta. And does Molvi sahab, we wear short kurta. So for me, big parcel because they give material. So if it happens like that, you never expect. That is permissible. But you can't be making conditions and so forth. That is definitely unacceptable.
Hazrat Mufti sahab, what du'as should we read after completion every night of Taraweeh?
So you must remember, first you have your Isha, then you have your Sunnats, then you have your Taraweeh, then you will have your Witr. So after the Witr, this is another Sunnah which has been totally neglected and abandoned nowadays. Not only during Ramadan, throughout the year we should be reading it. We finish our Witr and then we go sleep. Or Allah give Tawfiq, we wake up 3-4 o'clock, like Suhoor time, Sehri time. So you, the ladies, you didn't read Witr, so then you read the Witr, or you read it after the Taraweeh, all permissible. So whenever you read it, so we, the men, will read it after Taraweeh in Jamaat. So that is the way it was done by the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. So anyway, that's for Ramadan only. So we will read the dua mentioned in Sunan Nasai. How you read it, I'm reading for you. After Witr Salat. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. You read softly, not loud. Then the third time you read, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. So then you raise your voice and you lengthen it, prolong it a little bit. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. So that is Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. The Sunnah of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the dua for after Witr Salat. So that is what we should try and revive and practice on. So revive all this Sunnah. You, the Imam Hafiz, so don't only make Taraweeh and run away. Every day teach and educate the people one Masla, one Sunnah, provided that you know what you are saying is authentic.
Mufti Saab, the question here is, my hifz is weak. Can I look inside the Quran and read the Taraweeh?
Remember to look inside the Quran Sharif for the Imam, and then the people going to follow him. The Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, and them, they allow it. Hanafis don't allow it. In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned that Zakwan, he used to make Imamat, and Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, and them were the back, and wahuwa yakra'u min al mushaf, and he used to look inside. From there they read, they say it's permissible. Hanafi says, Amale Kathir, you have to turn the pages and all that. That 4 rakats we read in Santana behind that Arab Imam I was telling you. So in Brazil. So he looked inside the Quran and he read. So you must remember that they read one page, they make ruku. Then they read another page, they make ruku. After Salam, then they turn the page like that. They just read different parts, not all Quran Sharif. So anyway, Hanafi's fatwa is this not permissible. Not permissible for the Imam and not permissible for the Muswalli Muqtadi. And for Shafi, Zambali is permissible for both, and both sides got Dalil and evidence, Alhamdulillah.
If a person missed the Taraweeh, does he have to repeat the Taraweeh Salat?
There is no qaza for Taraweeh Salat. One day you were sick or one day you missed Taraweeh, whatever the reason, there is no qaza for it. You must make Tawbah if you missed it deliberately and intentionally.
Can a Hanafi read behind a Shafi the Witr Salah?
Remember, this is a famous Masla. Every year it comes up. Can a Hanafi read Witr Salah behind the Shafi humbly Imam? Because they are going to read 2 rakats and they make Salam. And then they read 1 rakat, you must remember. Our fatwa for past 30 years or more, you must remember, is permissible. And if you want references, write down all these references. Hazrat Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, in his commentary, you must remember, of Ma'arif Sunan. So there, in the first volume, he has discussed this masla, and he said, is Yajuz wa in Sallama. Even if the Imam makes salam, still it's permissible for you to read behind him. 74, we were there in Makkah, Medina, and with Hazrat bin Nuri, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimullah. We used to read behind the Imam. Hazrat never used to tell us anything, that we used to read witr, everything. So you must remember that shows, he says, permissible. And Allama Shah Kashmiri Rahimullah in Arfu Shadi also said permissible. And then Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahimullah, he also said permissible. So like Hazrat Mufti Ashik Ilahi, who was the Hanafi Mufti. So you must remember, we asked him ourselves in Medina. So he said permissible. So our fatwa, there are ulama who say no, but we pass the fatwa, it is permissible. Similarly, the opposite, the Imam is a Hanafi, and you must remember, he reads 3 rakats witr one way, and the Shafi followers. So then remember, the Shafis must read behind the Imam. There's no such thing, make separate Jamaat. And if you open Majmu, you open Anwarul Masalik, you open the Shafi works, everywhere you will find as Masla, that it is permissible, there's no problem in that.
Mufti Sahib, what's the ruling of the 2 rakats after witr?
Yes, very good question. You must remember the last question it will be, because our time is almost exhausted. We got 2 minutes left only. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Make your witr salat the last salat of the night. So if you study the adat mubarakah, the normal habit of the master, salatu salam, then the master alayhi salam would not read 2 rakats after witr. The master alayhi salam read it on very few occasions. So the fatwa is this: if a person reads it, it's fine. If you don't read it, so you must remember, it's better, because that was the normal habit. Then 1-2 times Nabi alayhi salam read it sitting. So remember, for us, if you're reading it, it's best to stand and read it. You get more reward. You sit and read it, so then you get half the reward. And if you don't read it, is also very good, no problem. For all that, you got evidence. So it's not an issue that we should make it a big issue. Whoever wants to read, let them read. Who don't want to read, don't let them read. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's fatwa, La a'muru bihima wa la anha anhuma. I don't command anybody, I don't prohibit anybody. So simple, leave it like that. So that is what we say. So jazakallahu khair to you, Mona Zaid. Inshallah, the podcast will be made. And let me announce this again tonight, the same program between 7 and 8 tonight, it will play the repeat on Markaz Sahaba. We thank our brother Faisal Asmal, brother Yusuf Asmal, and they also live with us on this program. And inshallah, the repeat will be on Markaz Sahaba tonight between 7 and 8. And then on Saturday morning between 8 and 9, again we will have the repeat, because a lot of Hufaz and them, they want to listen to it. So tonight between 7 and 8, and between 8 and 9 Saturday morning, you can listen. Inshallah, our lineup now, the programs are as follows. 12 o'clock, the news headlines, inshallah, and news with brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, the hadith lesson by Mona Zahid Khan, mashallah. 12:30 to 1, mashallah, Mona Harun with his talk on hijab and niqab. And then 1 o'clock, adhan, and thereafter will be the repeat of the report back, and that is to Mayfair, mashallah. And then 1:30 to 2, we got the from our archive, Surah An'am, verses 76 to 80. So 2 to 3, Brother Amin Templeton, inshallah, with the political news and views. 3 to 3:30, 3:35, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, very interesting, alhamdulillah. Then 3:40 or so, with Brother Amin. So that will be, mashallah, regarding the economic news and views. 5:30 to 7 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub. Remember, tonight only, 7 to 8, the repeat of this program we just had now. Special program for the Hufaz and Imams and Taraweeh. And then 8 to 10, Mona Arafat, inshallah, from the Durban studio. And with Mona Salim Karim, inshallah, discussion. And 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, inshallah. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khair to Mufti Sahib for this beneficial lesson. And we move on now to the news. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran ya Rabbi.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.